Now that Shmuel said this, the question is, which one is Chayna? And we're ending up that the case was Rachiv and Malik are together. So Gemara is Toshit to Shaila. I'm Rabbi Yosef, I'm only Rabbi Yehuda Dafziana. I can prove it to you from a Mishnah. Tibet HaMalik Sevik Sarboi. Somebody who's Malik gets Malkus. What's the case? The case is that somebody has a Shar and a Chamor attached to the same wagon. Is Nisr the Torah by Sakrish B'Shar V'Chamor Yachta? Torah asks an Issa Klayim to have a Shar and a Chamor tied to the same wagon. So you have two people here, and one is on the wagon and one is leading the wagon. So it says Hamanik Saibik Sarbon, and Yeshub Bakaran Saibik Sarbon. Rameya Paita Esa Yeshub Bakaran. Rameya holds that the Yeshub Bakaran, which we're comparing to a Reichev, is Pater. Umida Apach Shmuel Vitani Chachamim Paitrim Esa Yeshub Bakaran. We know that Shmuel switched it around. Shmamina Rachev Bechudei Loikani. Now the Shmamina is, I guess they understood that Shmuel turned it around for this reason. That Shmuel turned it around because he held Rachel B'chudei Lo'kani because she Rachel B'makemani. He wanted, there must be had a Kabbalah that Halach is like the Chachamim. Because sometimes the Paschal will be Paschal like a Yachid B'makem Rav. He didn't want to say Halach like a Rameya. And he knows he had a Kabbalah that a Reichiv is nothing. So therefore he switched it around, a Chachamim Paitrim. So we learn from here two things. Shmamina Rachel B'chudei Lo'kani, and also the Kolshkein Rachel B'bakeman. So the Masha is a kasha here, the Masha in the Maduri Basra, which is in the back of the regular Masha. Masha is a kasha here. And how do you know that this Mishnah is talking about Rachel B'chudei? Maybe if someone's riding L'chudei on the wagon, so he everybody agrees, Seifik HaSarboim, that he's Chayef HaKlayim. If he's riding on the wagon itself, it's even Mestaber that way. And this Mishnah that said, Rameya Paiter, or we switch to Chachamim Paitrim, maybe when it said here that the Yosha Bekarin is Pater, it's talking on Reichiv B'Makim Manik. It's talking when you have at the same time a Reichiv and a Manik. You have both simultaneously. So if you have both at the same time, Reichiv and Mokim Manik, so then, so that's the case where the Reichiv is nothing. But maybe Reichiv L'chudei is also Chayef. How do you know that this Mishnah is talking about, that the Gemara says that Reichiv L'chudei, L'chudei? How do you know that? Shtaka kasha, because the Gemara was mechalti reichid by itself, and reichid by makemani. It's even mistaver. Isn't it more mistaver if you just have one person sitting in a car and there's a shara chamor that he should be chayiv? So frekta b'ashara, how are you patient from the God's good? I'm asking, you can be patient that reichid by makemani is nothing. But how can you be patient reichid itself? How do you know something about reichid itself? It's the Masha's kasha. So look at the Mishnah and tell me. Hamanik saving Sabbath, Yeshivakar saving Sabbath. Sounds like it's talking with Chudei or together. Huh? So Masha answers that the Lashon of the Mishnah is Mashma separate. Since it's split, it says Hamanik saving Sabbath, period. Hayoshi Bakara said it's above, period. It's Mashma, it's separate. Lashon HaMishnah is Mashma. That's the Masha answers. But the Chazal Nish, in the Likutim, on Chayshu Nishbat, Simun Chaf, he doesn't bring the Masha, but he's coming to answer the Masha's Kasha. And he says something that's in Svara. Now, svara is really has to do with something we discussed already. First, let me tell you what Chazanish says. Now we'll see how it fits in with the way we spoke about this last week. The Chazanish says in his side, in Hilchis Klayim, the Klayim of, not I'm talking about Shatnez, I'm talking about this Klayim, of taking a Shara and a Chamar together in a car. The Chazanish says that if Rachiv L'chudei is Chayiv, then Rachiv B'mokimanig is also Chayiv. It has to have the same din if you do it separately or if you do it together. And if Fakert also, if Rachiv B'mokimanig is Pater, then Rachiv L'chudei is Pater. Because, says the Chazanish, there's no difference by this Isser if a person does it himself or if a person does it together with someone else, it has the same thing. As long as you do it yourself, you do it with somebody else, my nafkamina, it's the same halacha, whether it's echad shaso or shnayim shaso. If what you did is enough to be mechayiv you, mechayiv you, someone else also did it. And if what you did is not enough to be mechayiv you, then you're partner even if you did it yourself. So there's no difference if you do it yourself or you do it together, you're going to be chayiv either way. That's the Chazanish's yisoid, that by dinei klayim, it's not like kinyanim. Kinyanim, you could say one person's more, one person's kind, the other one's not kind. A muzik, you could say one's a bigger muzik, one's a smaller muzik. But by isurim, two people do it together, if what each person did is enough to be mechayiv, then he's chayiv.
The Gemara says kosikim. The Gemara doesn't sound like they're equal.
But it says kosh came by kinyanim. By kinyanim, it's got shnami na rachiv by kani, and then kosh came rachiv makimani. See, rachiv is not considered to be in the assembly. It's like kani. Right? The kosh came wouldn't fit if it said shnami na rachiv l'chudei potter kosh came. But that's not what it says. It's like kani. So the kosh came not so not there.
What's the
how do
you think that wrong
with the client? Because Taisa said it's Ozla Makamase. Taisa said it's Ozla a little Makamase.
Here's the whole chat is it's Ozla, but when there's a
manik
here, the point is that the
manik
is really, he overrides my
Ozla. Well, Taisa said that when there's a reichet and a manik, it's Ozla Tuva because of the manik, and it's Ozla, what was the Lashon? Ozla Ma'at, Makamase.
The
Ma'alik
is doing what I'm doing plus.
On Shabbos, if we carry out a piece of furniture together, and two people carry it, one person is much stronger and the other person not as strong. So we hold Shnayim Shasolos Chayavim. Without Gezeres HaKosis, we just say Shnayim Shasolos Chayavim. Doesn't matter if one did 90%, one did 10. As long as they Lamaisa did it together.
Yeah, but here it says not one did 90%, one did 10. One, when, and by him being on top of the animal, it's going to walk a few steps. The other one, it's not, he's using all this kindness to pull the animal. He went, he's leading the animal.
What's the difference? A few steps is enough to be the chayav.
But those few steps were included in the other guys.
No, it came from both. Lamaisa came from both.
But why? His few steps are also included when he was walking.
Who's his? The righteous. That's why it should be chayiv. That's why if a reichim is enough to be mechayiv, it should be chayiv side by himself and side separately, and side together. There's no difference separate or together, because as long as it goes a few steps because of me, even if it goes many steps because of him.
But it's
even
without me, it would have gone a few steps.
Okay, because you went an extra step. It would have gone because of him, but lemaisa went because of you. If two people pick up a baseball bat, if not for me, it would have gotten picked up. But lemaisa, I picked it up also. Lemaisa, I made it go. Even though it would have gone without me, but lemaisa, I'm the one who made it go. And without him, it would have gone also. Right, this Chazanish brings us back to the Avnei Nezer that we discussed. And really, the Reb Shimon, the Avnei Nezer, I spent more time on because it seemed to be more Gebaita Rishaydim. Rav Shimon was more Gebaita Stam, not Stam, but Gebaita Tzvara. But this brings us back to what we discussed in the beginning of the Sugya, which we have to help cover. Try to remember the Yisaitis. What are the Yisaitis? The side was that Hilchos Shabbos Shnayim Shasol Chayav. If two people carry something outside together, they're Chayav. Even though there's a man diyamo of potters, that's because of Gzeres HaKosim. But it's Svara, Shnayim Shasol Chayav. That's what we said. And the way that Avnei Nezer learned, any time two people do one Maisa together, the Maisa is Mesiachis to each one. Like Avnei Nezer said from the Rajva, that if 10 people hit Basara Maklois, they hit somebody with each one with his own stick, they're potter. And if 10 people hit by grabbing one Makle together, and all 10 hit together, it's one Maisa. Anytime it's one Maisa, 10 people do, it's Mesiachis to each one. That was the cloud that the Avnei Nezer boy from the Rajba, the Raivin, and the Ramban, from three Rishayim, that's the cloud on Zvarim. Same thing for Shabbos, and for Shita, everywhere. If it's one Maisa done by many, it's Mesiachis to each. In Cain, if we accept this idea of the Avnei Nezer, so Chazaynish is very good. What is the Chazaynish saying? If the behemoth goes because of the combined effort of a reichiv and a manik, it's one movement of the animals pulling a wagon. But why is it going? It's going because of the manik and because of the reichiv. The manik influences tuva, and the reichiv influences it ma'at. So the ma'at is going because of both of them. So now the Chazaynish is very geschmack. The Chazaynish is saying that if separately a reichiv is chayiv, so then reichiv and manik together is also chayiv. Shnayim shasal chayavim. Two people do one ma'isa. What's the ma'isa there? The moving of the pulling of the wagon by the shav chabar yachdav. So it's very good. It's the Chazaynish stems very good with the Avnei Nezer's rule that shnayim shasal is only chayiv when it's one ma'isa. It's potter when it's separate ma'isa. So this Chazaynish fits very, very beautifully. Reb Shimon's rule, Reb Shimon said that it depends on the Aveira. Reb Shimon was going on the case of Shechita where a Yid and a Goy Shech together in one Maisa. And the Chaver held that it's not a good Shechita. Because a Yid did half a Shechita and a Goy did half a Shechita. So the Mechaber didn't look at it that the Yid did the whole Shechita. Why? So Reb Shimon had a different rule for Shnayim Shasal. Reb Shimon's rule was that if the Maisa is the Aveira, if what counts is the Maisa, then we say that each one did half a Maisa. Because each one did half of the cutting of the neck of the animal by Shechita. If the Tetzah is what counts, if the what goes, comes out, the Tetzah, Reb Shimon held Shabbos, the Aveira is the Tetzah, that Shabbos is becoming Mechol. When an Aveira is the Tetzah, then when Miyachis it to each person, then when Miyachis, that each one did the Maisa. So that Reb Shimon would agree that if 10 people hold a Makel and they Mazik someone, each one did the whole Maisa. Because by Mazik, what counts is the Tetzah, that he was Genizik. And by Shabbos, he holds the Chil Shabbos, is that Shabbos is being Mechol in the world. It's the Tetzah. So it's Mesiachis to everyone. But Shenke Shechita, Reb Shimon said, in the case of Shechita, where it's the Maisa, we don't attribute it totally to everyone. It's only half and half. The Chazaynish is going on a case of Leisachar Shar V'chamar Yachdav. Shar V'chamar pulling a wagon. There, what's the Aveir? The Maisa or the Tetzah? There, it's Pashut by pulling a wagon. The Aveir is the Aveira, the Maisa or the Tetzah? Hashem, it's the Maisa. It is no Tetzah. The Maisa was Shara Chabar pulling a wagon together. That's the Aveira. According to Reb Shimon's rule, when a Shar and a Chamar are pulling a wagon, and two people are causing it, a manik and a reichen, then according to Reb Shimon's rule, if we say that they both did it, each one did half of a Maisa. Now that is not like the Chazaynish. Chazaynish said that if Reichiv is Chayiv by itself, it's also Chayiv together with Manik. That Chazaynish stems only with the Avnei Nezer's klal, and does not stem with Reb Shimon's klal, we did make a distinction between the Maisa and the Tetzah. And okay, so Chazanish learned by Gabbe Nezer. Why didn't the Masha say the same parents of Chazanish? Well, right, maybe he had like Rishonim's rule. He didn't hold of it.
And this Chazanish answered the question.
Chazanish answers the Masha, has he answered the Masha's original question? And the first thing is, I would just want everyone to have clear the rules that we're coming away with here in the Sugya. Gabbe Nezer's klal, Rishonim's Chazanish and Rishonim's. How does the Chazanish answer the Masha's question? What was the Masha's question? That maybe the Mishnah of Klayim is talking dafka if they do it together. And that's why Chacham and Paitra. But maybe separately, a Reichiv is considered a Chashiv and Maisa like the Chacham. Maybe separately it would be Chayiv by Klayim. But the Chazanish, that can't be. Because by Klayim, anytime someone by himself is Chayiv, then he's also chayiv if he does it with someone else. So you can't make a distinction by klayim between one person himself and one person together with someone else. That isn't the Masha's question. Masha's question was to make a code between them.
Well, yeah, but still, how do we prove that if somebody is brachah by himself, he's not koinin the animal? The Mishnah is talking about
klayim. So, we see by klayim reichiv itself is potter by klayim that we see.
Right.
So, reichiv itself is potter by klayim, then it's not a kinyan. It's not a kinyan by itself. Once it's not a kinyan by itself, the kosher came together because by kinyanim, it's not a kinyan by itself, it can be a kinyan together. So, that's how it being hushed. So, this is the way the Chazanish learns. The Gemara goes on, I'm really a bailer of Yosef. Zimnin sagi in omrit lon nechzi anon v'loi omrit lon mishmeid Rav Yehuda. Abaya tells Rav Yosef, how come we spoke about this many times, he never mentioned this. So you have to know that a Rav Yosef, all over Shas, Rav Yosef Shakach Talmudai, Rav Yosef, we had mentioned to you before, had some sickness where he learned, forgot a lot of his learning. And Abaya used to remind him, he was his Talmud that would always remind him. So he told him, what's going on? Amalei Ivra, you're right. But Dechir Nonami, but now I remember the whole story. And you reminded me that I'm relay. Hechi Pashit Rama, Rochem Yashiv. Hechi Pashit riding a horse from sitting in a wagon. Yashiv, like Tafis Babesira. Rochem Tafis Babesira. This is what we asked. Amalei. And he answered, Rabbi Shmuel, Dami Tarvayu, Moisira Loikani. Moisira itself doesn't count. Ikadi Amri, Amri Abayim Rav Yosef. Abayim himself said, Hechi Pashit Barakam Yashiv. Yashiv like Tafis Bavaisira. Rachiv, Tafis Bavaisira. How could you compare them? Amalei Hachitona, Idi. Maisira, Maikani, Itmanami, Amrav Kalbay, Amrafona. Maisira, Mechavere Khan. Vimitsir, Vinichse Hager, Maikani. Taking hold of the reins is Taka Kaina by Mechira. But it's not kaina by mitziyah v'nichsi agar by yafkal by kani by lashem meisira amaravi idi asbarli kadam amaisedav lechaver. So bishlam and lechaver kani the kamas lechaver of mitziyah v'nichsi agar by kamas lechaver. The whole kinyan meisira is it's given over from seller to buyer. So it's given over from seller to buyer. That's a kinyan. But a person who stop grabs reins, there is no meisir kinyan. And therefore, it's not shaykh the kinyan mesira by a behemah shel hefka. Okay, here we have to stop for a minute and just talk about the yisaidais of kinyan meshicha and kinyan mesira, and we'll understand the rules of mesira, which the Gemara here says mesira is only kaina mechavei, right? The mesira is not kaina. By Nechse Hager. We have certain kinyanim that work only by when you're buying from someone, and not by Hefka. Right? Certain kinyanim can't work by Hefka. What's the gather? Indian, what's the rule? There's a... Devin Ozel has a Yisaitistika Hezber in kinyanim, which he uses all over his safe, his Sfarim, which became a sort of a as a way to sort of set up what Chazal teach us about kinyanim, and this is an important introduction to all the sugyas of kinyanim that we're going to have. We know that there are many kinyanim. The Simkiyan work for Metaphilim, several for Karaka, several for Behemoth. There are numerous types of Kinyanim. And to try to set up rules for how they work, the Eben Arzel sets up that there are two categories of Kinyanim. There are two sets of Kinyanim. And of course, each case you have to figure out which Kinyan fits into which group. He defines the two sets of kinyan as follows. One kinyan is a kinyan like kinyan chazaka on karka. What's chazaka? Chazaka is not 3 years, which everyone makes the mistake. 3 years, you have a chazaka, it's yours, it's a raya, it's not a kinyan. If you're 3 years in the field, it's a raya, it's yours. That's not kinyan chazaka. Right, what's kinyan chazaka? No gavul parats. The person goes to a field. Noah Gadar Paratz means he does something in the field that's typically done only by a balabas. Noah means he locked it, doesn't mean he locked the door. Everyone walks out, locks the door. Noah means he put on a new lock on the field. Well, Gadar, he put a fence around the world, the field. Paratz, he opened a new door in the field. It means that he did something to the field which is typically done only by owners. That's the kinyan of kinyan chazaka by a field. You can have chazaka by an eved. An eved does certain things. If a person tells the eved, carry my coat for me, that's a kinyan chazaka in an eved. Because that's an act that the people don't just stand to for other people. The Gemara says somebody wanted to be kind of an eved from the ger that was dying. He said, carry my towel for me to the bathhouse. I'm going to the bathhouse, carrying my things for me. So carrying it, that's a kinyan chazaka in an eved, that could be kinyan chazaka in a field. How does that work? Why is chazaka a kinyan? So the expression that we use for it is hayras bayis. It's a maisa that shows that you're a balabas. It's of course a maisa hakinyan. It's the maisa that does it. Rav Pashut says it's the maisa that does it, and it's a maisa that shows hayuras bayis, that shows the world I'm the owner. Now you can hang up the sign I'm the owner. It's not a kinyan. It's supposed to fit into kinyanim. But if we have a kabbalah that there's such a kinyan as chazaka, we understand the way the kinyan works is what we call hayuras bayis. You're showing that you're a balabas. There are other kinyanim in the field. Let's say kinyan kesef. How does kinyan kesef work? I give you money, and with that I'm kind of the field. Now I could be standing in New York, and I could buy a field that's in Japan. I could buy a field that's in Eretz Yisrael. There's no hayras bayis. Nothing is nicker on the field itself. What is the kinyan of kinyan kesef? Well, kinyan sudar is the same type of kinyan. I give you a handkerchief. By giving you the handkerchief, I'm kind of even metalkalin. Right? You have a shor in your barn. It looks like it's yours. And I give you kesef, and with that I'm kind of. How is that kinyan work? That kinyan we call hachnasa lushusa. Bringing it into your shus. It's not the maisa of giving money that shows anything. It's the result. The result is by giving you the money, it becomes nichnas l'shusi. The Torah was mechadish kinyan kesef. We have to learn out of a pasuk. It's not a svara. But then once we learn kinyan chalipin or kinyan kesef, it's a hachdasa l'shusi. It's a way of bringing physically something into my field. Now I'm not pulling it physically, but it's the result of what's happening that's the kinyan. Kinyan yad, the stomach is the same thing. My hand is like my chatzah. It's coming into my property by being placed into my yad.
I could also.
And nafgamina?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I think in nafgamina, if you learn that kinyan yad, it's showing bialus, it's a maisa, or it's hachnasa l'shusai, Nafkamina was, if you have something in your hand from before, let's say I'm a shimer, you give me something to watch, I'm holding it in my hand from before. And now you say, you know what, you can keep it. And it's still in my hand. There's no Hiras Bibles. There's no Misa Kenyan. I didn't take it into my hand. I was holding out Shimer, now I'm holding his Bibles. There's no Hiras Bibles. But if it's Hachdos Lushusai, so it is in my Rishas, it's in my hand. This way, I think we discussed this by Gittin, this Inyan. But upon it, it's clear that there are at least but two types. But there are certainly two types of Kenyanim. Some Kenyanim where the Misa is the Kenyan. The act of Hiras Bailus is the Kenyan. And some, where it's Achdos L'Shusi, the Torah says that this way it becomes into my Rishus, it becomes mine. So this is the key to understanding Kenyanim. Which one is which? Mishicha. When you Mishicha Behema, how does that work, Mashiach? Now, before we start, I should have given this as a Hagadama. Mashiach only works if you're Mashiach something into your Rishus. If you are Mashiach in the street, you're doing Mashiach, or you're in the Meicher's property, and you pull it, that's not crazy. Mashiach is only a Kenyan, Mashiach al-Rishusa. If you're Mashiach either into your property, or into a simta. What's a simta? I hope you all know. A simta is what we call Sidei Yisharabim, a parking place. What's a simta? A simta is a place in the street where you're allowed, by the agreement of all the members of the community, you're allowed to park things there, you're allowed to put kelim there. That's Sidei Yisharabim. A place, you're allowed to put your things there. There, we have a concept that when you're in the size of Rishus Rabbim, you put your things down, you're kind of the Dalet Amos. Now you're not kind of that you could sell it. You don't own the sidewalk that you could sell it, but you own it to the extent that you could use it. So for example, if it's a parking place, if a person parks his car in a parking place, he has rights to it. He has rights to that spot, and it's considered to be his Rishus for Kenyanim. If he puts his car by a fire hydrant, so that's not a symptom, because there's no agreement that you're allowed to park your things there. So there, you're not kind of. So Mashiach has to be into your Rishus. So you buy a car, and you drive it off the lot. How are you kind of a car? Kesef is not kind of by the top one. How are you kind of? You're kind of when you park it in a parking place, or you park it in your driveway. That's when you have a Kenyan on a car. Close in mind, you stop driving the car. There's no Kenyan yet. Theoretically, if you buy a car from someone, you didn't do any Kenyan, and you just pull out of the lot, and you're driving down the street, and you have an accident. So you get out of the car, you tell the Meicher, I decide I don't want it.
Huh? Isn't that
his bias? I don't want it, what?
Isn't a car his bias? Showing ownership of the driving car.
Mashiach of a kelim or a thing is not kain unless Mashiach l'shusai.
Why can't
you make your own Hiras Bailus? How are you making your own Hiras Bailus? Now if you gave kesef, it's a mishapara, you're not supposed to be chayzer. Mishapara is someone else's bias. if you gave kesef. But if you just agreed to give kesef, and you drive the car away and he gets into an accident, so you tell him that you decided you didn't want the car. To pay your mazik, all right. If you're a mazik, you have to pay anyway. Why don't you just standing by a red light and somebody plowed right into you? So you can really go back to him and tell him, you know, I decided I don't want the car. It's down the block. And good luck. I'm not paying. Dina Kenyan, there's no Kenyan. Now, if you want to sell your car, make sure there's a Kenyan. So do a Kenyan Sudder. Do some type of Kenyan.
The same Kenyan don't have to be Kenyan that we learn in the Mar. It's a Kenyan in the Medina, it's a Kenyan in the Torah.
Kisunta.
Yeah, so he writes down, I'm sure they do paperwork before he drives out. So once he signs his name, that's a Kenyan.
It could be that if you get a deed, you sign for a deed for a car, could be it's a Kenyan by itself. Yes, don't you? I don't mean to illustrate the halacha, I'm not to try to give you ways to get out of buying a car, but so this you have to know, the Mashiach has to be Mashiach l'Shusai, with the addition that a stump that a kinyan to the tzidei v'shaser rabin is also a kinyan mashiach. Now the Ibn Azl declares two ways to understand kinyan mashiach. Is it hayuaz ba'ilus? I'm showing it's mine. I'm driving it into my backyard, into my garage. I'm pulling the animal into my barn. It could be that it's hayuaz ba'ilus, or it could be that it's achnas l'shusi. Since mashiach has to be into my property, could be that it's a mashiach l'shusi. This is the suffix of the Ibn Azl. And the Ibn Azl says that it's actually totally in a machlokes, the Rambam and the Raita. And he brings more than two, but today we'll discuss two cases where the Rambam and Raita argue in Hilchas Mashiach. And from here it's clear that the Rambam and Raita are arguing in the definition of Mashiach. Right, by Mashiach, the halacha is the seller has to say Leich Mashiach Ukni. The seller says Leich Mashiach Ukni, go to Mashiach and be kaina, and then the Mashiach is kaina. The seller doesn't tell him Leich Mashiach Ukni. It's time to go to somebody do Mashiach. It's not a kinyan. You have to know that the seller is makna. It's a dastir to be makna. But if he says Leich Mashiach Ukni, he doesn't say those words. He could say, take the car, it's yours. He says, drive the car, it's yours. And then, Leich Mashiach Ukni is kind. Now, the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Beis Halacha Yudches, says an interesting thing. He says that the language, Leich Mashiach Ukni, is a good language. Or by Chazaka, Leich Chazek Ukni. Go, do a chazaka and be kaina is a good language. But if a person would say b'lashon, leich chazek v'tikni, or leich mishaych v'tikni, it wouldn't work. What's the lashon leich chazek v'tikni? Leich mishaych v'tikni. Tikni is lashon asi. Leich Mashiach Ukni means be kind with the Mashiach. Leich Mashiach V'tikni is a lashon, do a Mashiach and then be kind. The Ravid says Leich Mashiach V'tikni is a good lashon. It is a good lashon. K'may, he says, we find tiskadishli. You give a woman a ring or money, v'tiskadishli. Tiskadesh is also good. Hare at mikudeshesli is good. Lashon Haiva. And tiskadeshli b'tabasu kedas moshav Yisrael is also good. No difference Lashon Haiva, Lashon Asim. So deriving the same thing by Mashiacha. Leich Mashiach v'tikni. What did he say? Leich Mashiach v'tikni, Lashon Haiva. Mashiach v'tikni. No difference Lashon Haiva, Lashon Asim. It's all the same. Bamep Levi. What's the machlokes? The Rambam zok to Ibn Azl poshut. The Ravid holds that Mashiach is kaina by hachnas l'shusa. It's the result of the Mashiach that's the kinyan. What's the kinyan Mashiach? The result. It's in my rishus. If the result is the kinyan, so you can say lashon asim too. Leich Mashiach v'tikni. As a result, you kaina. No problem. The result is the kinyan. Masha'en came the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the Maisa is the kinyan. The Maisa Mashiach is the kinyan. The kinyan has to be Bahadadi as you do the Maisa. So therefore the Rambam says, if you're thinking, do Mashiach and the kinyan is afterwards, does Nishkei Mashiach. Mashiach is only if with the Maisa there's a kinyan. Not if after the Maisa there's a kinyan. Then it's not good. It has to be Bahadadi in the Maisa, and not after the Maisa. So the So that's the Rambam holds that Lech Meshech has to be the Kni. I derive its Raya from Kiddushin. That the Kiddushin lost in Asid is good. What's the answer to that? Kiddushin is talking about Kesef. And of course, Kesef, you could say Lashon Asid. Because Kesef is the second type of Kenyan. It's a Kenyan of Hachdas Loshusi. So that, the result of the Kesef, you don't have to say be kind of with the Maisekev. It's as a result. The Lashon Asid is also good. It's only by Meshicha where the Lashon Asid is not good. So Zakhtev and also they're arguing this Machlokes. A second example.
What does it mean you have to?
Like you have to
say,
we
go into an agreement and we close the deal and we
want it.
So,
as you have to remember,
Kinyan
and
Das Makne and Das Kanyan. You have Das Makne. Close the deal.
No, but he has to want that this should be the Kinyan. We close the deal. I'm selling it to you. Now, what am I Kanyan with? So, Meshicha needs the Das of the Makne. If you're behind his back doing Meshicha, won't be Kanyan. Even though he plans to sell it to you, he plans to transfer it to your Rishos.
Well, what if he says take it?
If he says, take it and it's yours.
That's
what Rabbi Vegas clarified, Kenyan Mayo, Kenyan Shana Mayo works. Right? If I have a mind that you should do one Kenyan, you're doing a different Kenyan, it comes down to the clarity of Rabbi Kivega by Kenyan Mayo, Kenyan Shana Mayo. Which is, but the Kudas HaShaila was, does the Makna have to have in mind which Kenyan? Or just, I want it to be kind of. Does the Kaida have to have in mind which Kenyan, or just that he wants to be Kaida? So Kibega said, it's enough, as long as you have in mind he should be Kaida, it's good. So even though you have in mind one Kenyan, and he has in mind a different Kenyan, it doesn't matter. So Kibega said it, even by Kenyan Mayo, Kenyan Shaina Mayo, Kenyan Koshkan by Kenyan Mayo, Kenyan Mayo, then it works. But the time is the issue. When does he want me to be Kaida? He wants me to be Kaida at the time I'm doing the Mashiach, or as post the Mashiach?
So I'll do an extra long Meshicha. If I do, Meshicha only has to be just with this size. If I do a little bit more, then I'm already post Meshicha.
No, you're not post Meshicha in Lashon B'nai Adam. In the Lashon that he says, Lech Meshicha, they take me, and afterwards you'll be kind. He didn't say, Lech Meshicha, I'm with the Meshicha, be kind. So this is one Nafkamina, Rambam and Ravid. And the second that, Devin Ozel, I shouldn't say second, another one he brings, which is a perfect example of a nafkamina. Tell somebody, do Meshicha, and the king should be chal la'achar shloishim yayim. Do Meshicha now, and the king should be chal 30 days from now. Rambam says it's no good. You can't do Meshicha now, it should be chal later. The Ravid once again argues, and he says, why not? Do a Meshicha now, it'll be chal in 30 days. Provided Zakharivid that it's still in his Rishus at the end of the 30 days. But if at the end of the 30 days it's still in his Rishus, it's good. Kamai, he says, like, Hari Amu Kadeshus, Li Lacha Lamed Yayim. If I tell somebody, Hari Amu Kadeshus, Li Lacha Lamed Yayim, so you all learned that it's good, right? You had the Sugya. One man says, Hari Amu Kadeshus, Lacha Lamed Yayim. Another one says, Hari Amu Kadeshus, Lacha Kofkes Yayim. That's one, Lacha Kofkes Yayim. Right? So there's a Machlokes, how that works. But certainly you could say Hari Abba Kodesh Shazli should be Chal later. The Ravid says the same thing by Meshicha, it could be Chal later. By Metli. So the Rebbe also says, Gishmaka, you say in a difference between the two types of Kinyanim. There are types of Kinyanim that are Hayraz Bailos, and there are types of Kinyanim that are Achnasal and Shusa, Nafkamina. If you could do it now, it should be Chal later Lamed Yayim. If the Kenyan is Hayraz Bailus, I'm showing I'm a Baal. I do a Chazaka today. I'm showing I'm a Baal. It should be Chal after 30 days. Makes no sense. Hayraz Bailus, it should be Chal Acha Lamed Yayim. Makes no sense. I'm showing I'm Bailum today, and I'm not Bailum today. You're telling me, put a new lock on the door, it should be Chal Acha Lamed Yayim. But it's the Maisa that's the Kenyan. A Maisa, Hayraz Bailus. The Maisa is today. If it's not Chal today, it can't be Chal 30 days from now. The Maisa is now, here and now, finished. But Sha'enke, if it's the result, that's the Kenyan. If the result is that by giving you Kesef, this becomes mine. The result is the kinyan. So that result is still there 30 days from now. It could be chal. But kesef, I give you kesef, so that something should be nichtes l'shusim. Now, if it's still a ma'irishus 30 days from now, so it's chal a kinyan. If meshicha is, I'm pulling into ma'irishus. It's not the pulling that's the kinyan. It's the result. I pull into ma'irishus, and as a result, that it ends up pulled into ma'irishus, it's kinyan. So if it ends up pulled into ma'irishus, it's still there 30 days from now. So it's a good kinyan. So the Rambam holds Mashiach as a Maisa Kenyan. The Kenyan is the Maisa Yoraz Bailos. So it can be Chalach Elam and Yayin. To do it again after 30 days. The Raivin holds that's the result of the Mashiach Lashusai which does the Kenyan. If it's the result, Lach Elam and Yayin, so as long as the result is still Kayin V'ayin, 30 days from now, it's still a Marishus, so then it's a good Kenyan. So that's the second afkamina between the Rambam and the Raivin. And this is their machlokes by Mashiach. We're going to do on Sunday is see how Mesira falls into this, the Kinyan Mesira, which the Gemara is now talking about, how the Evan also plugs that in. It's Hashem, we'll do that Sunday. And after that, we're going to get up to Tesla Menale. So please stay at